877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a beautiful morning. Are you waking up and saying, what's going on? Is it summer already? Well, it is. And this is the time for you to put on your racing shoes and get out in that yard and do a little bit of gardening. And if you have questions, the number to call, 800-259-9231, and we will help you to get motivated. With the weather like we had yesterday and the weather that we're going to have today, this is not a day to say, well, I'll do some paperwork. This is the day to get out in the yard and let's get the planting started. It's going to be gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And for those of you that have not put down your crabgrass preventer, you better get it on. You better get it on today with the way the temperature is going, because it's going to germinate the seed before you know it. And you need to water it in. So go to your local garden center, get step one, which is the crabgrass preventer, and apply it to the grass. It's a fertilizer and crabgrass combination, and it will do a wonderful job. But you need to water it in. With the temperature the way it is, the ground's going to warm up really, really fast. And because it's warming up fast, in some places, little microclimate areas, like up against a house, or if it's a really sheltered area and the heat burns right down in there, then you want to make sure that you water, because you have to change it from a powder that you are applying to a liquid so that it has a chance to create a barrier, and that will make your yard look beautiful. We are at Cataldo Nursery and really excited about it. We've been here for a few years and we're having a great time. They are located right off of Route 110 in Littleton, Massachusetts. Very easy to get to. Take exit 31 off of Route 495, 119 to 110. And we're right there. Can't miss us. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. We'd love to see you. Come on by and say hello. And today, we start our 25th anniversary in radio. And I thought there was no better way to start our 25th year by going back to where it all started. 25 years ago, during the winter, I was learning how to do talk radio. And on today, I started doing it all by myself. I didn't have any help. Got my training at the number one talk station in Boston, WRKO. We're going back to our roots, and we're really, really thrilled about it. And if you'd like to get more information, go to the website, Paul Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad, .com, and you can find out where we are. We're all over New England, and this is our season, gardeners. It's the time for you to get up and enjoy springtime, get the lawn going. You can even plant flowers today, perennials. Great time to plant perennials of all type. The nurseries have them all wintered off for you, so they're all hard, and they can take a temperature change if it comes. A lot of shrubs coming into bloom right now, your early rhododendrons, your azaleas, some of the flowering trees are coming into bloom. So don't sit around the house today. Get out in the yard, and if you're near 495, we're at Cataldo Nursery in Littleton, Mass. We'd love to see you. I'll be here until 4 o'clock, until 2 o'clock, and we'll help you out. But the number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call. He'll get you set up, and we'll get you motivated, because this is the time. It's the time to get in the garden. Time for raking the lawn, crabgrass preventer, and fertilizer. For cleaning the vegetable garden. And you can start planting right now. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, celery, lettuce. All these plants can be put in the ground. Onions can be put in the ground as little seedlings or bulbs. I'll tell you, if you want the best onions in town, buy the onion seedlings. They'll look like a tray, looks like grass. I guarantee you, if you plant those little seedlings of onions and you plant a row of the bulbs right next to them, the onions that you planted as seedlings will be twice the size when the growing period is over. So try the little pieces of what looks like grass. And believe me, they grow so quick and so much faster and so much bigger. And there's a lot of great varieties. So if we can help you again, 800-259-9231. And you know what? If you come to Cataldo's Nursery, all of their rhododendrons and all the azaleas, any size, any color, 20% off. If you buy perennials, 12 pots, mix and match them, 20% off. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. And pansies, every color. Now, we just got back from France last night at a plane landed in Boston about 8:15. So you'll have to bear with me if I tend to lose my memory here and there, because it was a real long day flying. And during the program, we'll tell you about the gardens that we saw in France. Unbelievable. The garden that has really motivated me and the listeners who came with me is a garden that was planted by Prince Grace. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. 26 acres that she planted herself. Just incredible. And we'd love to get you educated so that you can grow a garden like she did. She has multi beds. Every flower bed in this 26 acres of gardens have trees, shrubs, and perennials. And the entire property starts to flower in March, early March, right through the late fall into the early winter. And in the early winter, you can still enjoy the beds if it's a winter without too much snow, because she has many trees, many shrubs that have interesting bark, whether it's different types of birches, different types of maples, different types of dogwoods, and a lot of fall blooming perennials and really early blooming perennials. And we're going to tell you about that, plus the other gardens that we saw. What a place to go. And Monet's garden. Monet's garden is the most incredible perennial and bulb garden I have ever seen. 500 varieties of tulips, every color, and pansies to match the tulips and some of the other perennials that were coming into bloom. Dogwoods are in bloom. Cherries were in bloom. The lilacs Oh, the smell, the fragrance of the lilacs. Just beautiful. One garden we went to, they were mowing the grass. And we all stopped. And we watched the lawnmower. And everybody gave us a funny look. And we said, the fragrance of the fresh cut lawn. And that's something that really is wonderful. Great gardens, great friends. And if we can help you, the number to get you motivated, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You'll give Jared a call right now. He'll get you set up, and we will get you and your family motivated. This is a good day to get all the kids out. Get them up, make them some breakfast, take them outside, and start to clean all of your perennial beds. Now, those of you that have perennials, if the weather continues like this, they're going to start poking through the ground real, real fast. And if you can use a day like today, while you've got all the bodies from the kids, to get some bark mulch, spread the bark mulch right on top of the garden before they poke through the ground. It makes a big difference, and I mean a big difference. If you wait another month when they're all coming out of the ground, you're going to have to lift up the foliage, put the bark mulch or the compost or whatever around them, and it takes a lot of time. Now you dump it, rake it, and you're done. 800-259-9231.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. Get Scott's 4-step this weekend at your local hardware store or garden center and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of 2 parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul's Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, that number, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How was last week? Did you have a good time with my son, Patrick?
Last week was excellent. We had a great time.
That's great. He's a good kid. Learns his plants really well, and I always can go on vacation and not worry that somebody will give the wrong information, because if he doesn't know the answer, he will tell you he doesn't know the answer. And in this gardening industry, changes are there so fast. It's always difficult to know everything. I don't think people will ever know everything about gardening, but it's a fun, fun pastime. Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, up first we have Meg, who has a problem with some rocks where she's trying to plant.
Okay. Meg, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I backed myself into a corner on this. I've never done anything but square foot gardening, and I've got 25 asparagus crowns and 25 strawberries coming that I've got to get at Fedco this Friday, which means
okay,
I need that trench dug and I need the beds ready, and the sod isn't even broken. I stuck my shovel in and was horrified to see how many gigantic 1 and 2 pound rocks there are in this soil. So I'm wondering what the fastest, best way is for 2 inexperienced people to break all that sod and get all those rocks out.
How big is your garden going to be, Meg?
Well, it's my square foot garden at home is the same as always, but out in China, I'm going to be putting there's a couple of acres there, and I'm going to be putting the 25 asparagus crowns along a fence. And the strawberry bed, I basically got a truckload of topsoil and compost already dumped on the site. I just haven't broken sod.
Okay. And you're going to add, what, a couple of inches of topsoil on it?
Yes.
Okay.
I was hoping I could just dump the... Sorry.
What I would do first, Meg, is rent a rototiller for the day. And there's a lot of power equipment people all over that you can rent. And what you want is a rototiller called Troy Built. A Troy Built has the engine in the back of the rototiller. So the weight is on the tines. The old-fashioned rototillas, they bounce. And with you and having rocks, it's going to bounce like crazy. So if you can rent a Troy built and chew up that topsoil, really grind it all up. And as you grind up, the rocks are going to pop out. So what I would do is have your husband take the rototiller. And first thing, though, is get some spray paint. Mark off the area where you want to make the garden, because the rototiller is going to pull you, and you don't want it to get really way out of line and out of shape. So a little bit of spray paint, paint off the area, rototill it back and forth, and then rake as much of the grass out as you can. And if your husband did the rototiller, you could walk in behind him with a wheelbarrow and pick up all of the rocks, and when it gets heavy, then he could take them out for you. Clean it, and then spread the loam on top of that ground. And then you can rototill the new soil with the existing ground. Now, you should add some lime. You should add a general-purpose fertilizer to it. And if you can do that, you're going to have some beautiful soil. Now, if your soil is on the heavy side, it's like clay, then get a couple bales of peat moss or compost. If you can even get a truckload of compost or bags of compost and work in the compost with your new soil and or peat moss, work it in with the new soil in that garden. The better you prepare the soil, the better it's going to be for you. So that's your assignment. And don't worry. If you get your strawberries and the garden isn't ready, all you need to do is get some used plastic pots. Fill them with some of that soil that you just got in and plant them in the pots of soil. Give them a good drink of water, and they can stay in there for a week or two with no problem at all. So if they're bare root, do that. If they're potted, just keep them wet. But the secret to gardening is preparation of soil. And the garden that we went to in France, Princess Greta, that's, I gave you the wrong name before, she made a hole that was 4 feet by 4 feet for every single tree. And she put in compost, topsoil, and manure. And you should see these trees. The envy of France. What a beautiful garden. Preparation, preparation, preparation. So rototill, clean, soil, lime, a little fertilizer. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica Lawn and Garden Products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech.
Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's T-O-B-E-Natural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, and we'll make you into a fabulous gardener. Now, those of you that have fruit trees, or you have flowering trees, as long as there's no flower on it, you can still use the all-season oil. And all-season oil by Bonide is fabulous. You spray it on roses. You spray your perennial beds. You spray your fruit trees and flowering trees, and it will kill any eggs that are on the plant, on the ground. If you have roses, climbing roses on a split rail fence, and you've had problems with aphids and things like that, spray the fence with the all-season oil, because a lot of the aphids will lay the eggs in the cracks and crevices of the fence. It won't change the color. It won't stain it. But you want to get the all-season oil before the flowers. If you spray the plant when the flowers are in bloom, you're going to knock them off, and you're going to have a much shorter flowering time on your plants. Okay? But get the all-season oil today, as long as there's no flowers. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Betty, who just has some questions about putting plants in her garden.
Okay. Betty, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Love your show.
Thank you.
I got some
nice plants for Easter, and I'm just wondering now when I can plant them outside. A few of them were tulips and lilies, and they've finally gone by. I cut the flowers off, but I don't know whether I should still keep watering just the leaves or if I should let them dry out and then plant them or what to do with them.
Okay. The best thing for you to do, Betty, is a day like today, if you have tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, all of your bulbs that are normally spring blooming, those can be planted today. And mm-hmm. what you want to do is dig a hole so that the pot is going to be at least 2 inches deeper. Turn your plant upside down, remove the plastic pot, set it in the ground as one clump of tulips or daffodils, hyacinths, whatever you have. Firm the soil around it, you know, put a little bit of compost in there or some animal manure, work it in. But you want to be 2 inches deeper. And that's going to make a big difference. The next year, they're going to bloom at their normal time. See, these bulbs were forced for Easter. Easter lilies, I'd like to have you put them on the porch if they're all done blooming and give them another 2 weeks. Now, on your Easter lilies, dig a hole 6 inches deeper. Pull the pot away from the root ball. Add some compost, animal manure, work it in really, really well. But you want to be 6 inches deeper because a lily is a very unique bulb. It produces a root system underneath the bulb, but it also makes a root system on top of the bulb. That's what holds it so that it doesn't fall over like a lot of other perennials. And your Easter lily will rebloom next year during June. That's its normal time of blooming. June, early July. You may even get a flower this year if you take good care of it. Really prepare the soil, water as as needed, and you may get a flower in the late summer, but you'll definitely get a lot of flowers next year. And if the soil is good, that bulb is going to split, and you could have 2 stems of Easter lilies next year, and then 3 and 4 and 5. I've done it, and you can too. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Okay, up next we have OJ, who has a question about fertilizer.
OJ, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. What was the fertilizer I put on blueberries?
What you want to do... Okay.
I got three different questions, but they're fairly quick ones.
Okay.
On the blueberries and then rhubarb, and then I was getting set up and listening to you talk about WRKO. Are you leaving WBOC?
No. We're adding another station, and RKO is the big station in Boston.
Yeah, I'm aware of that one. Okay. So back to the blueberries and rhubarb, please.
Okay. On your blueberries, what you want to do is use a fertilizer, a general-purpose fertilizer, like Hollytone. Hollytone is a fertilizer for rhododendrons and azaleas, mountain laurel, boxwood, all of your broadleaf evergreens, because it's on the acidic side. And because blueberries, unlike any other plant that we have, they love acidic side, use a fertilizer called aluminum sulfate. And when you look on the package, it will say soil acidifier. And it will make the soil more acidic. Now, for the best blueberries, they don't like it hot. They don't like it cold. There's nothing that you can do about that. But by adding a couple of inches of bark mulch, pine needles, or compost around your blueberries right now, 2 inches. You insulate the ground. They warm up quicker in the spring. They stay cooler during the heat of summer, and they lose less moisture. And then in the winter, the ground stays warmer, giving them more time to prepare for the winter, and there's less winter damage to the root system. Rhubarb, general-purpose fertilizer. Now, I would use something that's organic. And a company called Espoma, who makes Hollytone, they have a vegetable garden food that's very, very good. And you're going to see a big difference. A little bit of lime now and then, and every 5 years, if your clump gets to be really, really big, when the rhubarb comes out of the ground, it looks like a red mushroom. When your mushroom is about 2 to 3 inches, you're going to notice that the center of your clump is dead because your rhubarb starts as one of these red buds, grows, and then the following year the center dies and it starts to grow like a ring with the buds on the edges. So as it gets bigger and bigger, you get more and more dead in the center. So about every 5 years or so, dig it up, throw the middle away, cut off these red buds, replant it, let it sit for a year, and then you're ready to harvest. But a general purpose fertilizer, and if you can use something with a mycorrhizal, that makes a big, big difference, and plenty of water, okay? And you don't need to put any mulch around the rhubarb, just regular garden soil and plenty of water, especially if you're going to be dividing it and transplanting it at this time of the year. Thank you, OJ. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next we have Barbara on the line, who's calling to remind people about May Day.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I just want to remind people that May Day is coming on Friday, May 1st, and I'm encouraging everyone to make a May basket this year. There's a group of people that are doing that, and you can make it from milk cartons, like quart milk cartons, or cream cartons, or half-and-half cartons, and cut it down and leave a section for a handle, and then cover it with some construction paper or wrapping paper or whatever you'd like. And then I usually crisscross the opening with scotch tape so that there are small sections that you can put small spring flowers in, and they won't lean over in the vase. So then go out in your yard and pick the spring flowers. And if you don't have any spring flowers, there's always shrubs or green grass, or if you have a few little violet plants, sometimes you can dig those up and just set them in. But,
exactly, and it feels like May today, doesn't it, Barbara?
Right, right, it's perfect. So, and it's the kind of thing anybody can do, and it's not expensive, and you don't have to spend any money, or if you happen to have a basket that you got at a junk store, or I get them at my town recycling center. They put out baskets, and I use those. So I have a whole supply of them. Whenever I see one, I pick one up so I can make a lot of baskets. So,
well, this is a good day to do stuff like that, Barbara. I mean, it's nice and warm out, and it's an ideal weekend to get out in the yard and prepare for the season. And as you said, May Day is Friday. Go to your local garden center, buy some Johnny Jump Ups, some violas, some pansies, and use a combination. You can put a nice perennial plant, or you can make some cut flowers, as you said. Cut some branches from a crab that's blooming. You've got pussy willows that are naturally coming into bloom right now. You could put some stems of pussy willows. There's azaleas in bloom. There's a lot of different things. So celebrate the arrival of May with Friday, with May Day. And today's the day to get started. Take advantage of this gorgeous weather. Bring the whole family out. Go to your local garden center. Let's get motivated, folks. It's going to hit. And if it hits fast, we're going to be running. So before we have to really sprint, let's get out, use today to our advantage, and get some of the gardening work done. And if you have questions, give us a call, 800-259-9231. Talk with Jared, and we'll work together to make your yard beautiful. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next we have Earl on the line, who is calling about some tomato plants.
Earl, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Some time ago, you planted some tomato plants using mycorrhizal. And
yes.
I'm wondering, do you still recommend using the product? And if so, how much Biotone Starter Plus do I put in each hole? And do I also put compost in the same hole?
I'll tell you, Earl, I'm planting nothing without Biotone. Nothing. I have the most incredible vegetable garden and flowers that I ever had by using a mycorrhiza. Last year, as you probably know, I had a garden tour in my yard, and it had to be perfect because I had all these people coming, and I didn't want people saying, you should see all the weeds and stuff at Paul's house. Well, we use mycorrhiza, and I put a good tablespoon in every hole of my vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, in trenches where I planted beets and carrots and radishes and lettuce. I sprinkled it right in the trench, scratched it in, put in my seed, covered the seed, watered. And I'll tell you, that mycorrhiza fertilizer, I never fertilized the garden again until August. Never fertilized it again. Because by the third week in July, my tomato plants that I had planted the second week in May were 6 feet tall. There was space 3 feet between plants and 4 feet between rows. And when the people came to look at my garden, they couldn't walk up and down the rows. That's how much they had grown. And the foliage stayed green all the way to the ground. The perennials that I planted, tall phlox, they get powdery mildew, right? Mine did not get powdery mildew. The plants that I had put in the previous year had powdery mildew. When I use the mycorrhiza to put in perennials around some lilacs, the lilacs did not get powdery mildew. So go to your garden center today. Get a bag of Earth Tone fertilizer, all organic, all natural. It will double the size of your roots in 30 days. And 30 days after that, it doubles it again. It's incredible.
Hey, Barb, how are you? How are David and the kids?
Oh, we're doing great, thanks. You know, work's hectic, and with things being what they are, we decided to do our own lawn maintenance this year. Now, I'm sure we can do it cheaper, probably better, but... oh, I don't know where to start.
You know, last year, Tom and I did the same thing. Oh, with great results.
Really?
I read some advice from a lawn expert that researches... I can't believe it. What? That's him. By the grass seed.
Oh.
Jonathan Green.
Oh, my friend here told me that you're a lawn expert. Now, I want to do it right the first time. Where do I begin?
To start, choose the best grass seed. For instance, my Black Beauty Ultra is naturally dark green and deeper rooted. So it's very drought-tolerant and disease-resistant.
Hmm.
Black Beauty Ultra also contains endophytes, which means it's naturally insect-resistant.
Will it match up with my grass?
Yes, and one seeding thickens and improves your entire lawn.
Okay.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I am really psyched this morning. We just came back with a group of listeners spending a week in France, and we saw some of the most magnificent gardens. The grass is green. The trees are in bloom. There's leaves on the trees. The lilacs. The flowering cherries are incredible. And I want you to be motivated. The weather outside is calling you. It's saying, get out of the house and let's get some planting done. Go to your local nursery. Do some shopping. And if you're near the town of Littleton, we're at Cataldo Nursery. 20% off all rhododendrons and azaleas if you buy perennials, a 12-pack. Mix and match, any size, 20% off. Hanging baskets of pansies, $9.99. I'll be here till 2. Come on by and say hello. David, who's next?
Okay, this is Jared.
Jared. Sorry.
That's all right. Up next we have Marta, who has a question about planting a crab tree.
Marta, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good to talk to you. Yeah. Well, I wanted to do a crab tree because I think the birds like the little apples, and the limbs are low, so you can put Chinese lanterns on them and maybe a bird feeder, and they don't get too tall. But I don't. Everyone that I look at in the nursery says it needs to be a full sun. So it gets full sun now, but once the other leaves, trees and the property leaf out, then it might get only 6 hours, 4 to 6 hours. So,
okay, will the shade be there in the morning or the shade be there in the afternoon?
It's usually the sun hits around 9:30, 10, and then it goes away around 2, 3 in the afternoon.
If you're going to have sun from 10 to 3 o'clock, go ahead and do it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, it depends. You've got varieties of crabs that have an endless amount of colors. Or, if you think it may get too much sun, too much shade, you can use a flowering cherry.
okay.
And there is a flowering cherry that is magnificent. It's called a Kwanzaan. K-W-A-N-Z-I-A-N. Kwanzaan cherry. It's double pink. They look like little carnations. And the tree grows like the letter Y. So it has a beautiful spreading branches. And just go to the nursery. Take a look at them. They are absolutely beautiful. They're one of my favorite trees. Less diseases than crabs. They bloom longer than crabs. And they got gorgeous bark. So if it was me, I mean, I love flowering crabs. I have three at my house. But my favorite is the Kwanzaan cherry. Double okay. pink. It doesn't shatter. And sometimes with a flowering crab, I mean, they're gorgeous. But you could have a week of 80-plus degree days, and then you get a real strong thunderstorms, the flowers shatter. With the Kwanzaan cherry, it doesn't shatter, and you can enjoy it longer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day. Jared, I think we get one more up.
Yep, we have Ruth on the line who has a question about her flower garden.
Okay, Ruth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Good to hear your voice again.
My pleasure.
I'm not going to have a lot of time this summer to do a vegetable garden like I usually do, and I wanted to make it lower maintenance, at least for this year. If I put down, like, cedar mulch and put just flowers in there, just so I won't have a lot of weeding to do, will the mulch, you know, affect the quality of the soil for future vegetables? Will it make it, you know, the wrong mix?
No. I'd say the best thing for you to do is I want you to go to your local garden center, and I want you to get either compost or bark mulch, either one. And you want to put it over the bed a couple of inches thick. But you can buy a weed preventer. So you would plant all of your seedlings of your marigolds and zinnias, impatiens, whatever you want to put in your bed. You sprinkle this weed preventer in between the rows of your plants. Sprinkle your bark mulch, compost, pine needles, shredded leaves. Water it in and do it for as long as you want. When you're ready to plant vegetables, just rototill everything in. You're adding organic matter, and that's the secret to gardening. And the bark mulch is not going to change the acidity that much. And that was a big surprise to me when I found out. Do it. It will cut your labor tremendously. 800-259-9231.